And as Iranians have been pouring into the streets of Tehran, the world and the White House have been watching. President Obama had this message.
What I would say to those people who put so much hope and energy and optimism into the political process, I would say to them that the world is watching and inspired by their participation, regardless of what the ultimate outcome of the election was.
President Obama speaking yesterday. Our next guest was the State Department's top negotiator on Iran during the last years of the Bush administration. We called former Ambassador Nicholas Burns to get his view on how the Obama administration might approach Iran following this election. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've both been listening to the sounds of the protesters in the streets, but first to some news that came in just this morning. Iran's powerful Guardian Council has announced it's ready to recount at least some of the ballot boxes in the election. What do you make of that?
Well, this is certainly a compelling moment in Iran's political history. This is a surprising decision, and it's very dramatic, and of course, it's welcome on the surface. The fact that the Guardian Council, which is pro-establishment and generally pro-government, would agree to recount some of the ballots is a good step forward. The problem is that Mousavi had asked for an entirely new vote, not just that the government, which is the Interior Ministry, which supports Ahmadinejad, would recount some of the ballots in contested areas, but have an entirely new vote. So it's likely to be received positively by some in Iran, but by the reform movement will be seen, I think, as a half measure. And I think it points to the fact that the government is obviously reeling. It's what has happened. Yesterday's crowd, as Mike Schuster's reported from Tehran, was the largest in Iran since the 1979 revolution. The reform movement has proven to be very different from previous reform movements in Iran's political history because it encompasses not just young people, not just students, but people of all backgrounds and people of all ages. And the strength of that movement was made evident yesterday. So I do think it's positive. But I think the government may be deploying a strategy to placate the reformers, to keep them off the streets, but probably the Guardian Council intends to preserve Ahmadinejad's victory, I'm sorry to say.
Ambassador Burns, you've spent years dealing or somewhat, you know, in focusing on Iranians right up to just a few months ago. What is your take on how this disputed election is going to affect the chance of direct talks with Iran?
Well, I think, first of all, the United States has to separate two issues. At some point in the future, there will be an opportunity, perhaps, to have a negotiation between Iran and the U.S., but the real story now is what's happening inside the country. And I think the Obama administration has been very effective at separating those two issues. And yesterday you saw President Obama essentially say, I think quite rightly, this is not a dispute for the U.S. To be the center of. It's up to Iranians to decide who Iran's future leaders will be. He said he respects Iran's sovereignty. I think it was important to do that.
Well, looking towards the future, the current situation, does it oddly perhaps present the Obama administration with unforeseen benefits, any better leverage?
Well, I think, first of all, President Ahmadinejad would like nothing better than to see a very aggressive series of statements by the United States which try to put the U.S. in the center of this, and I think President Obama is avoiding that quite rightly. But he also did something yesterday which was important. He demonstrated clear sympathy for the reformers.
Is that a good thing, though, or a bad thing for the reformers?
All right, I think the fact that he's been low-key about it and the fact that he is saying that the denial of rights is and violence are of concern to him, and that he was inspired by the reformers, I think is the right thing to say. The United States has to stand up for, at a moment like this, for people who are in the streets aspiring for freedom. But he hasn't gone so far, President Obama, to put the United States in the middle. It's a balancing act. I think the president has been very effective in maintaining that.
Ambassador, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ambassador Nicholas Burns was the top Iran negotiator under the Bush administration. He now teaches diplomacy and international politics at Harvard University's Belfer Center.